If your parents are still living, you have something to communicate to them in person. As soon as you feel that it's the right time, usually no sooner than 1 week, but as quickly as possible after that, when you feel right, go to them, wherever they are in the world. When you're with your mother, spend some loving time with her, always being aware that there's a little child inside there. If she tries to push your buttons, imagine that you've got a little psychic screwdriver to make sure those buttons are unscrewed, so if she tries to press them, you won't be all reactive like you were in the past. You'll respond lovingly instead. Then do the following, and please do it the way we suggest. People who don't do it this way often find they miss the depth of the experience and wish they could do it again. First, you arrange it so you can take your mother aside, off to one side alone. And you arouse her curiosity by saying something like, "Mom, I've got something important to tell you." Of course, she'll say, "Well, what is it?" To build up that excitement, you answer, "Mom, I want you to be perfectly still, but this is something very important I want you to hear." You get her excited, perhaps, you know, you get her a little anxious. She may think you're getting married or divorced, or you're having a baby, or you lost your job, or you're buying a house. It's something obviously big in your life, so that she's going to be listening to you. She's going to be hanging on to your words. At that point, quietly look her in the eye, reach out to hold her hand, and say, "I just want to tell you, I love you. And I know that you have always loved me." That's all you say. You create a dramatic experience that has tremendous power in it, the power of love. As for her, she may have all kinds of reactions, because it's you who's changed, not your mom. Maybe she'll just smile and say, "Well, of course I've always loved you. In the past, you know how difficult it was with your father. I had to work to help support the family." She may start explaining how hard she tried to be a good mother. It doesn't matter. Whatever kind of defensiveness or rationalization comes out, you simply listen for a little while, then take her into your arms and say, "Shh, Mom, I love you." She'll melt. She'll melt in your arms. The drama is important, just as you experience the drama of the process. Be dramatic. And don't just do it as an exercise because we ask you to do it. Do it because you love her, you care for her soul. You're giving her what she always needed, unconditional love. Yes, unconditional love, for you don't know what her response will be. The same kind of powerful drama is to be enacted with your father if he's living. Be sure when you approach him, you bring up his curiosity in the same kind of way as you did with your mother, or maybe a little different. It's important to feel the emotion of the moment, pouring out to him. He may think you're getting married or divorced or married again. All kinds of things may appear in his mind. It doesn't matter. You look him in the eye. You feel the emotion in your heart pouring out to him. Take his hand in yours and say, "Dad, I love you, and I know that you've always loved me." Yes, let it pour out from your heart, for you know that you're loving his spirit inside of him, not his negativity. You know he still has that negativity, but he hasn't changed, just as mother hasn't changed. You have. He may get defensive, he may still try to push your buttons, but you can respond in a different way, for you have that power. With your own free will, you're giving him your love. Of course, many fathers feel uncomfortable, they get quite flustered. "Well, that's very nice of you to say so. You know, I love you. I perhaps haven't always been the best one to show it." Whatever he says, warmly hug him. For who knows, he may cry in your arms, receiving what he's always deeply yearned for. unconditional love. One of the most beautiful things in life is to experience children and parents coming together in love. In the process, you got rid of the anger, grudge carrying and blaming so you could live in peace, knowing that everyone was guilty and no one was to blame, least of all your parents or yourself. And if this old burden is to be lifted from you, you must give your parents unconditional love. If your parents are dead, know that you've completed with them today and beautifully in your mind's sanctuary. You can always commune with their spirits. Remember, your parents, dead or alive, cannot hurt you anymore unless you consent to it in some way. No one can make you feel unloved or inferior unless you consent to it in some way. Today, you vow to love yourself and them, to acknowledge the light within and the light beyond. And in that, always see your mother's and father's spirits for the diamonds they truly are. And remember the child within them who's felt unloved. If they are living, also ask for the forgiveness of your husband or wife, your lovers, your ex-spouse or ex-lovers, a separated or estranged wife or husband, all those people whose spiritual selves were present on your right in your sanctuary. Yes, literally go and ask for forgiveness from all the people in your life whom you have hurt, unless it would hurt them or the situation. As long as it feels right and safe, ask forgiveness in person. Give and receive atonement. Atone for your vindictiveness and experience the meaning of that word, atonement. You will find at-one-ment. Include your children also, if they're old enough to understand. Your children, of course, will be happy at last to find a truly loving and present parent. But, of course, they're probably going to test you. And not just once, but over and over again. Why should they trust you right away? After all, they've got quite a long history with you. They need to test your sincerity and make sure you've changed. And you know what? You will be equal to their test because your love is stronger than their doubt. And finally, they'll surrender to the power of love.